Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Sponsored by $5 Tan.
Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Here's how it works. You message us about a first date you went on with someone who is not getting back to you for a second.
Brian, let's start at the top. Tell us all about Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, I mean, she's a real firecracker with, like, she's had so much energy and passion. And I can't tell you how bummed out I am that she's, like, not getting back to me at this point.
And how long has it been since, any communication with her?
So, going on 2 weeks now, or 2 weeks and counting, actually, and I hope you guys can help me get some answers at least.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we'll do our best here. And before we call Jamie, let's find out a little bit more about you and her and this date. Tell us about that and what the first date was like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was light and fun. We met just for lunch, and we both were ranting about, you know, bad drivers and all sorts of stuff. I mean, okay. It's a good time.
So you have similar pet peeves about other drivers?
What's up with driving slow in the fast lane? I mean, right. What are you going to, you know, to the point where we were, like, joking about going on a drive on our next date so that, like, and we promised we'd stay in the fast lane.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. And that's all great fodder for getting to know each other or whatever, or kind of setting the groundwork. But was there more to your conversation, Brian, than just venting about
complaining about driving?
Yeah, other drivers.
Yeah. Yeah, man, of course. Yeah, I mean, we compared notes on, like, annoying people at our jobs, and I have this next-door neighbor who wants to have a 15-minute conversation every time I walk my dog. It's torture, but I mean...
Right. Any tricky moments, anything that was awkward or a little uncomfortable for either one of you during the date that might
have... No, that was the thing. We agreed about everything. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
It was truly refreshing.
PT, you look very skeptical.
I just feel like it's weird that you just were talking about ranting and, I guess, like, pet peeves the whole time. So, but that's cool. It sounds like you guys got along really well. So I'm not sure what the deal is, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, if you can't think of anything, we can't think of anything. Why don't we just call Jamie up ourselves, see what she says. So, Brian, you hold on right there. We're going to come back. Second half, the conclusion of Second Date Update in just 3 minutes right here on The Wolf.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
According to Brian, he and Jamie on their first date bonded over their pet peeves.
It was great. I mean, it was light and fun. We met just for lunch, and we both were ranting about, you know, bad drivers and all sorts of stuff. It's a good time.
But was that enough to warrant a second date, or is there another reason Jamie has not really shown much interest in Brian since? All right, let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, could we speak to Jamie, please?
Yes, this is her. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Jamie. Please bear with me for a second, and thank you for answering and speaking with us. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We are just wondering if you would be so kind to come on the air with us just for a minute or two this morning.
I guess. What's this for?
I think we should explain that this is a feature that we do called Second Date Update. And Okay. So somebody, one of our listeners, reaches out to us and says they had a great time on a date, but they're not hearing back from the other person. And so we actually got a call, or actually a message from Brian. Yeah. So he, and you're that other person. So do you remember going out with Brian a couple weeks ago?
See, he's hoping, yeah, because he's hoping to reconnect.
I do remember going out with Brian, and I got to be honest, it took me like 3 days to recover from our date.
Wow. Okay. So
like from drinking or something?
Did you overindulge?
No. Nothing like that. He's just a very negative person. And from my perspective, I felt like there was this shadow of gloom kind of hanging over me after spending, you know, a few hours with him.
Okay, so it's funny because when we talked to him, he was mentioning that you guys were like both venting about driving slow, like drivers, like driving slow slow in the fast lane.
It was a pet peeve of yours.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a pet peeve of mine. I felt like he was the one that was ranting about bad drivers and like overpriced restaurants and bad waiters and, you know, how impossible it is to find a decent apartment. I mean, it's just like the world is a disaster, according to Brian.
It's not my fault that the world's falling apart.
Okay.
Brian,
Brian, hold on real quick. I'm sorry. I thought I had him on hold. Jamie,
hang there for a second. Yeah.
So, Jamie, we've got Brian, who's been listening in, obviously, joining us. Are you okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
So, Brian, what is this all about, what Jamie is saying?
I don't know. I mean, like, she was agreeing with me the whole time. Every step of the way, she kept saying, like, yeah, and okay.
Okay. So, I think that there's a difference between agreeing with someone and giving them kind of a skeptical, like, okay, all right, fine, you know?
What, so now you're playing a shrink for me? Like, or something? Like, how am I supposed to know when you're being skeptical?
Okay, so let's just rewind this here for a second. Yeah. So, can you name one instance, Brian, where I chimed in with an example of my own?
No, but I mean...
Okay, so there you have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a two-sided conversation.
So, hold on. So, let me get this straight. You were pretending to agree with me? How immature is that?
I wasn't pretending to agree with you, but I think that it's really true to form that, like, it seems that you've never met someone or something that you didn't dislike, right?
I mean, I liked you.
Brian, like, okay. I think this is because I brought this up when we chatted. It sounds like you just had a lot of ranting and a lot of, a lot of negativity, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. Jamie, you're kind of an optimist, and Brian, you're kind of a pessimist. Jamie, do I have that correct?
I mean, I like to think that I look at the bright side, and I get that we all have off days, but it was like one thing after another. So it's just not the energy I want in my life.
And you just couldn't say anything to Brian. I mean, it's a tough conversation to say at the time, I'm sure. And maybe you didn't even realize how negative it was. And sounds like, Brian, you don't even realize how negative you are.
No, I'm just observing. I don't even think I'm negative.
Yeah. What are some good things, Brian? What are some positive things going on in your life, or what are things that you really like?
Well, I mean, it was that date, but now I don't even. I mean,
that wasn't that. Good. Was, yeah.
A right. date. Ironically enough, the best thing going on in his life is a date that he just complained about everything. So here's the deal, man. I mean, honestly, it sounds like it's possible that Jamie just sees the world a little differently as you. And maybe there's other people that see the world like you do, Brian. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but clearly you guys are not. I mean, Jamie, do you want to see Brian again? He wants to see you again.
I'm going to pass on that. I decided a while ago that this just wasn't for me to move forward.
Yeah.
Brian, honestly, man, I don't think you need to, like kind of realize if you're complaining about things or venting, like it can be a little bit of an energy drain for other people. You just got to be mindful about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Be the person that other people want to be around. That would be my only piece of advice.
So fake it, basically, is what PT is saying.
Just be somebody
completely different. All right. Hey, Brian, so you've got your answer and you know how it works here. No means no, and if we can find some rose-colored glasses, we will send them your way.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do with that? Put them on and like lie to myself that everything's cool. Like,
well, all right. Well, listen, that's up to you. Well, listen, we wish you all the best. You sound like a nice guy, Brian. Jamie, thank you for taking the time, and both of you, thank you for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun,
more country.
It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Everybody's got a summer that.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.